In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Calvin Parnell, Cotton Chair and Director of the Center for Agricultural Air Quality Engineering and Science at Texas A&M University. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1, 3, 2, 1.
One of the main renewable sources is the use of biomass. And when we talk about biomass, we're talking about taking something like cotton gin trash and converting it into electrical energy, such as so many kilowatt hours per bale. And the most common one is ethanol. And generally speaking, we're talking about ethanol from grains like corn. In the future, we're going to be looking at ethanol from cellulose.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1, 3, 2, 1.
One of the concepts is that we're going to get 30% of our fuel that we consume, diesel and gasoline, get that from ethanol. But to do that, we need about 6 quad, and that's going to be something like 75 billion gallons of ethanol. That's not likely going to come from grains. We're not going to be able to generate that kind of liquid fuels from grains. One of the concepts is using cellulose, and cellulose is, of course, associated with cotton, and we have some waste cellulose products that we might be able to generate fuel from that. That's the technology that's down the road.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1, 3, 2, 1.
When, as those energies go up, we in the cotton industry need to be looking at ways to make our cotton ginners self-sufficient in energy so that they're not dependent upon whether or not they're going to get electricity from the power company or whether or not they're going to get natural gas from other suppliers. And we can do that. And in doing that, we can, in effect, reduce our dependence upon outside sources or fossil fuel-derived electricity or petroleum-derived transportation fuels.